AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Normally, Bethlehem would be full of pilgrims and tourists celebrating Christmas. But with the Gaza war raging, Christmas celebrations have been canceled there, except for religious services. Correspondent MTS Tayyab.
Inside the Church of the Nativity, barely a living soul.
Normally, this area would be packed full of tourists and Christian pilgrims from around the world. But this year, Christmas is canceled in Bethlehem.
For centuries, Christians have flocked here to celebrate the birth of Christ and feel close to God. Now, it's eerily empty. Even the very spot it's believed Jesus was born, a focal point for the faithful, and not a soul to be seen.
The State Department says some 300 American citizens, green card holders, or close family members are trapped in Gaza right now. Whether it's online or in person, Americans stateside are heading down to the wire for holiday shopping on what retailers call Super Saturday. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger on the hottest gifts.
Gift cards are still really strong, and clothing is still really strong as America's gained a record amount of weight during and after the pandemic, so people need bigger sizes of clothes, and that's a big benefit for retail.
He says food is also a big item this year. Donald Trump gets a win as the Supreme Court kicks the presidential immunity decision back to a lower court. CBS's Willie James Inman says something else could give him trouble.
Complicating matters further for the former president is the revelation of an audio recording. According to the Detroit News, Trump and RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel attempted to pressure two Republican canvassers from Wayne County, Michigan, to not certify the 2020 election results. On the November 17th, 2020 phone call, Trump reportedly told Monica Palmer and William Hartman, quote, "We've got to fight for our country. We can't let these people take our country away from us." The Trump campaign did not dispute the contents of the conversation.
FlightAware.com reports just 46 cancellations for U.S. flights today, more than 2,100 delays. This woman flew out of Chicago's O'Hare and was pleasantly surprised after expecting the worst.
It wasn't crowded at all. I took maybe 30 minutes to get through TSA and everything. It was pretty quick.
And this from CBS's Bradley Blackburn may have you reconsidering what you eat this holiday season.
Having high cholesterol and high blood pressure before age 55 can put your heart at risk later in life, even if levels are under control. That's the finding of an international study that highlights the urgency to keep risk factors under control at an early age.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
You've all heard it in the news, folks. Heating costs are surging through the roof. But right now, Eden Pure is offering an amazing discount on their Gen 40 heater. This 5-pound Gen 40 produces 50% more heat than the big box heaters that are 7 times its size. The Gen 40 superheater is efficient. It produces infrared heat using advanced micro solid state technology with built-in safety shutoffs, and it comes with a remote control for you. So for a limited time, the Eden Pure Gen 40 is $200 off the regular price. People all over the country are reporting massive savings on their heating bills. So keep warm and save money, because right now it's the perfect time to buy more than one. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code RADIO20. That's RADIO20. And you'll get an additional $20 off. That's $220 total savings by going to EdenPureDeals.com right now. Use discount code RADIO20. That's RADIO20. And shipping is free.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Cloudy through the day today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. More fog and drizzle tonight, 41. Tomorrow, cloudy with afternoon showers, 52. Rain likely tomorrow night into Christmas Day, our high Christmas Day, right around 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Thank you for sharing your holidays with us. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Network, we wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl discusses the importance of connecting with young people and giving back to the community. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to talk a little bit about something I've learned over the last, decade and a half of my life that really kind of changed my view on things. And that was actually the last maybe 20 years or so, 25 years or so of my life. And a lot of you in the listening audience have, your grandchildren live in different parts of the country. And your great-grandchildren as well. And so you don't get a chance to be around young people as much as you would like or as much as you used to. And I can tell you that there is no better way to uplift your spirits than to be around young people. Young children, man, it's a win-win situation when you can get a chance to impact the lives of somebody young. You know, I was at an event this past weekend. I actually was around a bunch of guys that still get together. Many of them late 70s, and they have been together. They're old middle school and high school, friends, and they're still together, and they all get together once a month. It's a great, event, and it's good to see those guys still connected to one another. But I will tell you this. It would be better for all if they took some of that time to spend with young people. I learned a long time ago, if you want to stay young, hang around young people. Young people and their zest and zeal for life really uplifts your spirits when you have a few years on you. So I learned this valuable lesson in life. You want to stay young, Calvin, hang around young people. If you want to be old, hang around old people. It's that simple. Hanging around young people uplifts the spirit of you. And you know what? All you have to do is, if you're around a middle school, a grade school, just say to them, I don't care what town you live in, wherever it is, I'd like to be a part of the school. I'd like to come in and talk with the young people. And you may not believe this, you may not know it, but they'll open the door and welcome you in. And when you get a chance to hang out with those young people who have their whole lives ahead of them, and you get a chance to spend some of that wisdom that you have garnered throughout all those decades of life, it's a perfect fit. Especially right about now, around the holidays, and you're feeling alone and those kind of, you don't have to ever feel that way. Spend some time around young people. And And the other part of it is, you know, if you can't do that, the other side of this is going to the nursing homes. You want to know what the spirit is all about, what the season is all about, and what will uplift you and give you the motivation to really enjoy this, go into the nursing homes and spend some time with people who are lonely, who just need to hear a voice, right? Who just needs to know that there's somebody else outside of where they are who realizes that they are there. You know, the aging process in America is a horrible, horrible time, unfortunately, for far too many of us, because we have forgotten. Let's go to my good friend, Doc. Hey, Doc, what's going on, man? Thank you for always inviting me to the gathering of you and all of those brothers from days gone by.
Well, it truly is a magical time every time we get together. And the reason I'm calling is because I had gone around and collected the money from all the brothers for the breakfast, and I was going to go up to the cashier to pay the bill, and a gentleman came up to me and said, give me that bill. I said, what are you talking about? Give me that bill. He said, give me the bill. I want to pay for it. The bill came to $428, Earl. This man paid for all of our breakfasts that morning.
Wow.
I took a little video of it. I'll send it to you. You talk about the spirit of Christmas. I was choked up, as was everybody else, and I made sure everybody walked up to him and thanked him. But that, and also doing the Christmas family feast for over 30 years. I've got little brothers that were 8 years old years ago, and I still keep in touch with them to this day, and they're almost 30 years old now. So, hanging out with young folks, that's definitely the way to go, because they'll keep you young and they'll keep you relevant.
You know, Doc, you're one of those guys who you're a veteran, and you and other veterans get together a lot. How important is it, man, to keep those lines of communication open?
Oh, it's very important, because you have so many things in common that you can share. And then when someone needs some help, I think about when I had my hip replaced a couple of years back. Who was here to help me? All the brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, Doc, man, that's great news. I know I was there. This past Saturday with you guys at the breakfast, and just to see guys who, man, still that number gets smaller every time, because life's not forever. But clearly, man, hanging in there with one another. Many have lost their spouses, and yet, you know, you guys just continue to do it, man. And you're one of the spearheaders on making that happen, man. It's always great to see you and what you guys are doing. But what would you say to this listening audience? Again, people who are alone, and nobody should ever be alone, and especially during these times of year, this time of the year. What would you say to people who are listening?
Well, that's one of the main reasons why I would go down every year and do the Christmas family feast, because you would have fellowship with complete strangers, and the uplift you get from that is hard to put into words. I mean, we all have the same amount of time, but to give of your time, that's the magic.
So for people who don't know, the Christmas family feast happens every year in the city of Milwaukee, where over 5,000 people are fed at once on Christmas Day. And there's this massive, you know, Doc, I did that for about 15 years. And I haven't done it lately, but I may, you know, do it again this year. But all of these people from the Salvation Army and other places all mobilized. I used to be in the kitchen working with the turkeys, Doc. We would take 200 turkeys and prepare 200 turkeys, you know, for that day. And as there were people in other areas and others, it's an army of people, but as you stated, people who don't know one another from all different walks of life, veterans, homeless people, everybody coming together to make sure that people are not forgotten. Can't we do that every day, Doc?
I think we can and we must.
Hey, Doc, it's always great talking to you, my friend. Really appreciate seeing you. We'll be in touch.
Take care, brother.
All right. You know, I mean, that, you know, a guy, you know, paying for the dinners, the breakfasts of people that he doesn't know. You know, people do things from the goodness of their heart, and they don't have to be anybody special. You know, this is what I'm saying about connect with some young people. You want your spirit to be lifted. And if you want your life to have more meaning than what it presently has, if you feel lonely and dejected and all of those different things, you got to connect with people. You know, you got to connect with people. And I always say it's better to connect with some younger folk. The younger you connect with them, the more uplifted you're going to be. Help somebody, make a difference in somebody's life, not just for this day or during a holiday, but you can do that every day. There's always some place and somebody in need, and you can make a difference in their lives. Sometimes to make a difference in somebody's life, all it takes is a kind word. 844-967-2789. You can join us. Got to take a short hiatus. What say you? We'll be right back.
What do they do at Christmas? Oh, what do they only do at Christmas? What do the lonely do at Christmas? Oh, what do they do? What do they do?
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
130 throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Do you hear what I hear?
You're tuned in to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the importance of loving yourself after reading a story about a young man struggling with his self-worth. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
A star.
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let me bounce this off of you. As I was kind of going through things, there's always something that kind of stands out to me that is heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. And this story, a young man, being ugly is ruining my life. What? I was never good looking. I had my relationships good, bad, and indifferent. Part of that was me wanting to take some time after a bad breakup. But in trying to get back on that horse, I realized I was ugly. What? Can you imagine? Can you imagine going through life thinking that you are ugly? What is it about a world like the one we live in that a human being that is blessed with the gift of life is somehow made to believe that their life is not valuable because the world says they're ugly? Can you imagine going through your life? We think we have issues, all of us, and we do. We go through ups and downs in this thing called life. Some of us are blessed that the downs aren't as low as they are for some. But can you imagine a person in their 30s going through life thinking that they've been cursed because they don't look good, right? So for a minute, let's talk about what is looking good, right? You know, looking good. I know plenty of people who basically, would be considered to be, you know, they look really good. Listen, just give it some time. Give it some time. And those looks will fade. I don't care how good you look, because that's a temporal thing, your looks. We live in a society that people spend trillions of dollars making sure that they look good on the outside. On the outside. And so that's how we measure people, especially in the United States, in other places as well, but especially in the United States. And so people like this poor soul has to go through their life thinking that they don't measure up to somebody we see on television. Well, you know, they don't have the best-looking hair. Maybe the composition of their face is not up to par based on what our society says is good-looking. This poor person wanted to take his life. Thought about it time after time after time because people referred to him as ugly. You know, in the end, it's what's on the outside fades. It's what's on the inside, baby, that counts. You know, some of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life are people who are beautiful or more beautiful on the inside. Listen, some of the most ugly people I've ever met in my life are supposedly those who've been blessed with, you know, with an outward beauty. This young person has struggled to deal with not loving themselves, you know, and not loving themselves based on the fact that society has said that they're not, he's not beautiful. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, this is not this young person's fault. This is our fault as a society. You know, I don't see, and I think they're trying to change it somewhat now, more so than ever before. When you look at the kinds of commercials, it used to just be the person with the perfect teeth, perfect jawbone, perfect hair, perfect figure. All fictitious things that really don't matter a whole hill of beans in this life, this thing that we call life. 844-967-2789. What say you? I got to take a short hiatus. We'll be right back.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, Doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Did you know there's an actual Candy Cane Lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee-area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Cloudy through the day today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. More fog and drizzle tonight, 41. Tomorrow, cloudy with afternoon showers, 52. Rain likely tomorrow night into Christmas Day. Our high Christmas Day right around 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
You're listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl discusses appreciating your inner beauty, especially as you age. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Just reading the couple stories that really kind of got to me this morning. And before we go to the phone lines, you know, we talk about physical beauty. And yeah, there's some physically beautiful people, but all that fades, doesn't stay forever. You know, gravity will take it away. I don't care how beautiful your face is. In time, gravity will pull on it and it's going to change. I don't care how beautiful your body was and is. Gravity is the great equalizer. No matter how hard you fight it, it's going to change. The beauty of the human being is not now, nor has it ever been, a physical thing. We live in a society that does say that. And let me read this quickly before I go to the phone line. This is a letter. Should I have surgery? I'm 68-year-old retired teacher, lecturer. I was married for 39 years before I lost my husband. But my viciously rational mind now knows that my face has been badly eroding my well-being for years. I've had a variety of other mental health panic buttons and points, all attached to the way society reacts to my face. I'm reaching the breaking point in my ability to shrug off the constant look of repulsion on faces of predominantly male strangers is dying. Should I have surgery in the hope that it will enable me to become more acceptable? Or just become more presentable? I'm more depressed and distressed and isolated. The description ugly really does exist, and it belongs to me. Heartbreaking. 68 years old, well-educated, Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. You see, it's very cultural, and me growing up in a different culture, I can see the American culture, not the ugliness of a people, because the ugliness and the beauty have a whole spectrum to it. One, two, it's not how ugly or beautiful you are; it's how how much you love yourself, basically. You know, how much you, how secure you are in what you are. And if you are not secure, the first step to do that is to admit it to yourself. Not to go depressed, not to go sad, not to try things on TV, but actually learn what is the aesthetical beauty, who you want to be, how you want to look, how you want to be presented. If it does bothers you and you want to do surgery, then go have several consultations from the professionals, ask questions and concerns, and change what you can for your own benefit, not for a benefit of the society. I end up going shopping with almost complete strangers in the store because they were to recognize that I wouldn't lie. Unfortunately, in this culture, even your family and friends would rather say, oh, you are so beautiful. That dress is so beautiful. Yeah, the dress may be beautiful, but and you like that dress, but the dress doesn't like you. So being a friend, you know, being a friend and being a family means that you have to tell the truth. But it also means that you have to be able to take the truth.
You know, Karina, you said you have to love yourself. And I'm in total agreement with having to love yourself. But if you live in a society that beats you down every day and says that you're not up to the standard of what we call beauty in this nation, then there's something wrong with you. It's hard to love yourself. What I'm challenging is that standard that we've set in this nation that is almost impossible for somebody to live up to and totally forgotten what the real value of a human being is, where the real prominence of the person is its heart, right? It's what's in the heart of a human being that makes that person beautiful. It is not on the outward beauty, because I've seen people with hearts that, you know, are some of the greatest that I've ever seen through their giving. And, you know, you don't have to look like Marilyn Monroe to be able to do that. You know, if Marilyn Monroe was still alive today, Karina, she wouldn't look like she was looking when she was 22 years old, right? So if the measurement of who a beauty is based on that 22-year-old, you know, how long do you stay 22?
Earl, look, first of all, the society is a bully, okay? And you have to stand up for the bully. Secondary, Marilyn Monroe thought all her entire life and was depressed and suicidal because she thought she's not beautiful. It's only you. You have to know that you are beautiful, and you have to change things in yourself to feel beautiful.
Well,
you need help. You can't do it on your own. You need help of people who love you. But unfortunately, in this culture, people lie just so they don't have to tell you the ugly truth.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what, sir?
Oh, morning. Yeah. Did you ever read, there's a famous old book called Famous Lives by Plutarch.
No.
It's also called Plutarch's Lives.
No.
It's like in the Harvard classics. And Plutarch was a historian from ancient Greece and was describing, you know, the various prominent figures of ancient Greece. And one of them was a guy named Alcibiades. And I compare Alcibiades to what you're talking about and the vanity of the people who fell for Alcibiades, who believed his own lies. And it follows well with that last woman. You know, we're supposed to use our reputation, or, you know, our reputation is supposed to be our means of exchange. If you're a good person, if you do good work, people are going to admire you. They'll buy your products. They'll invite you to Thanksgiving dinner, so to speak. A lot of, you know, your life will be enhanced by your reputation. And in the case of Alcibiades, he was just an utterly vain guy who was apparently so handsome that he got elected four different times to the top leadership of ancient Greece. And he, four different times, he sold out the country. So he committed treason four different times, and the people still would elect him, even though it was obvious that he had sold out the country. And, you know, it's this terrifying scenario where the people are so caught up in the vanity, they'll sell out their own country. And that's why I compare it to some degrees to Donald Trump. You know, who has gone out of his way to, you know, to buy a packaged look, to have the makeup artists of TV set his scenario, and then the people fall for that rather than fall for, rather than the people, you know, having enough courage and courage of conviction to know what is right for the country as opposed to selling it out. So, yeah, Plutarch's Lives of Famous Men, and it's the series on, or the piece on Alcibiades.
Thank you very much for that information, David. Really appreciate it. You know, again, this poor woman, 68 years of age, is looking to have surgery done to her face. She's 68. She's lived the majority of her life. But she can no longer take what she's had to deal with her entire life. And that's the fact that she believes that she's not beautiful. Calvin, you know what we're talking about here?
Yes, I totally know what you're talking about. Self-confidence and your appearance is something I think a lot of people struggle with, especially as a younger person. But
yeah.
The story of this older woman that you're telling is heartbreaking, and hopefully everyone can learn to appreciate what they are.
And I would have thought that at least, you know, a younger person, I could see it, but a person 68 years of age, that's basically my age, that she's still struggling with this and has reached a point in her life where she's willing to spend a bunch of money to change it for what? To please people that she doesn't know? And so, you know, these are the heartbreaking things that occur in a society that we really need to work on changing. Good time to start now. It's the holiday season. And so, you know, make things a little bit better for people who we don't see. You know, we don't see people, man. We see people only when they wear their mask. I'm going to talk about wearing the mask after we return. You know what wearing the mask means, Calvin?
Yes, I think I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about people wearing masks, right? 844-967-2789. All of us, some point in time, we wear masks because we don't want people to really know who we are. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
You're listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl talks about the importance of being your one true self. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Calvin, I was talking about wearing masks before we went to break. And there was a time in my life when I wore masks, right? I didn't want anybody to find out who I was because I was so concerned about pleasing people. And there was only one person who really knew me without my mask. You know who that was?
Is it your wife?
There you go. You're a smart man. So, you know, she saw me without my armor. We go out into the world and we have to put on our armor before we leave home because we live in a world that we can't trust. So what we do is put this armor on to protect ourselves. And we are. It's so difficult at times for us to allow people to see us for who we really are. I got over that, I don't know, 20 years ago. It was, and some people never get beyond that. But I don't wear a mask anymore. And I don't, you know, who I am is the person that, you know, I am when I come in here on these airwaves. And I love it because I don't have to put on airs. I don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, I'm going to offend people. I don't have to worry whether or not somebody's going to find me and see me someplace and I'm going to be somebody else. When you can get to a point in your life where you don't have to wear a mask and you know who you are, I can't always say I knew that. I mean, there were some times that I kind of knew the person that I was and am. And there were times that as a younger man, I tried to get away from that. But when I was able to come back to who I was as a young person, that's really kind of the person that I've been and who I was as a young boy, caring, concerned about others. But there came a point in my life when I really didn't think that it was okay to be that before the world, a caring, kind individual, because when you did that, you lived in a cruel world that steps on people who are concerned about others. Calvin, you are a young man, but yet you understood about wearing masks.
Yeah, I think wearing masks is something that everyone does to an extent, even when you know who you are and are able to express that. You kind of, just depending on who you're around, you're not the same person around every person. You kind of got to control yourself around different groups of people. But the more you can do that without alienating who you really are and who you are on the inside, the more true you will be to yourself.
Yeah, so you're a young man, 25 years old, 24, 25 years old. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. You wore the mask because you didn't want who you were to be revealed. We wear masks for that purpose, for that reason. And I think all of us, you know, at some point in our lives have had to go through that. And what made me talk about that was that poor woman, 68 years old, who has been wearing a mask. She is who she is. She's an accomplished woman, probably a very kind woman. But at this juncture in her life, she feels inadequate based on what somebody else thinks of her. And yeah, I'm concerned about what some people think of me. I really am. But not everybody. And so, you know, the people you know, the people you love, you know, who know who you are, who you can give love to and then receive it back. You know, that's what it's all about. But when people have to go through life worried about how they look because the society says the value of a person is predicated on those things, we really have a lot of work to do as a society. And I bring this up only because I know what that poor woman is saying is true. And as we move closer to these holidays, you know, I just want to make sure that we at least have those thoughts about not judging people. Well, number one, we have no right to judge anybody. I don't judge anybody in my life. I don't judge you. Who am I to judge somebody? I'm a fellow human being, you know, moving through this time. And I'm not going to waste my time judging anybody. And if we could all come to that reality, we wouldn't need tanks and rockets and, you know, and all those other things. But thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, as always, Calvin, my friend. I will see you on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Look, who said it, Michael Jackson? Give love on Christmas Day. Got to do a little bit of that every day. All right, see you later.
Emergency medical unit respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays!
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour.